Parental discretion is advised. All characters within are completely fictional, and the management apologizes to anyone who feels offended by the programming.
This is a test of the emergency humor system. This is only a test. If this had been an actual humorous broadcast, you would have been informed where to tune in your area for a complete list of American buggy whip manufacturers. This is only a test.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to this broadcast of
KUF
Radio.
That's right.
I'm Randy Moser.
And I'm Trapper Bob.
Tonight, we're going to start the show off on a really sad note. A good friend of ours died last week. Yes, poor little old...
Can't say his name on the air, Randy.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
The memories.
Really hard to hack.
Very hard to hack.
Hard to handle. But anyway, we were lucky enough to be able to tape his eulogy.
And, on tape.
On tape, yes. And we'd like to bring it to you now.
Live.
So
on tape.
Here it is.
It's eulogy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to put to rest a word. A simple, unobtrusive word that lived a long and much used life. This word never hurt anyone, but was continuously persecuted. It was always being thrown into fans and set on fire and called holy. This poor word was denied its rights to free speech and was kept off the radio and television. Books were burned because this word was in them. Then the KUF players came along and we accepted this word as one of us. Then a message came down from above. The station manager put out a contract on our friend. We now bury him, but his memory will live with us as long as we have backy copies of our old shows. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The Constitution giveth, and the FCC taketh away.
Today we ran out of facial tissue, so I went out and bought a cheaper bargain brand. I doubt that my family will even notice. They just take everything I do for granted.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Hello, dear.
Oh, great. Do we have any facial tissues? I mean, this mess.
Sure, here you go.
Thanks. Wait, what's this crap? I don't want anything but Bluff's tissues. You wench, I've had it up to here with you. I'm tired of that April fresh smell. I'm sick of stuffing instead of mashed potatoes.
But I
like waistbands that wear out. And a ring around the collar would be a refreshing change.
But
I mean, those fruits singing in my underwear jerk make me want to puke all over your freshly mopped and waxed floor.
Oh, no! No!
Bitch.
KUF presents The Streets of San Francisco. This week's episode, Undercover Krishna.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to give you this book.
Well, thanks. That's just peachy. What a beautiful book. I just love your bald head and those cute little robes. What are you boys, anyway? Some sort of youth group?
Not really, sir. But we do work a lot with young people. Wouldn't you like to make a small donation?
Really, I'd rather come down to your headquarters and give you boys a hand. So this is your headquarters. What's this, Kool-Aid?
Yes, we plan to give it to the unbelievers. It's laced with LSD-25, Quaaludes, and barbiturates. We figure that it should change those heathen attitudes if nothing else can. And we can always sell it for a large profit if that doesn't work.
Sounds good to me. Do you drink it yourself?
Sure. If you want some, you can have it later. But let's finish the tour. These are the supplicants' rooms. As you can see, they have leather walls and water beds.
What delicious decor. But only one bed.
I'm afraid we're rather overcrowded here. So some of us have to sacrifice and room together. This will be your room. And this is Timmy Johnson. He will be your roomie. He's only 15, but he's one of our most enthusiastic supplicants.
Well, hello. I think we'll get along just fine.
Well, boys, you can get acquainted later. Come on, Bruce. I want to show you the ammo dump, the new armored personnel carriers, the nerve gas reservoirs, and the atomic labs. We've got a neutron bomb.
Thanks, but can I just rest a while? Does this phone have an outside line?
Sure. We'll just have to see it all later. Ta-ta, and have fun.
Timmy, could you run a bath for me?
Only if it's big enough for the two of us.
We're sorry, you have reached the...
This is Bruce. Can you get me the chief?
Yeah, Bruce, I've got 14 units and the SWAT team mobilized. When do we go?
Well, chief, I think this is something's up, but I haven't got any hard evidence yet. I'd hate to blow it by going too fast.
Hurry up, Bruce. The water's getting cold.
Well, Bruce, now, how much time do you need?
Well, chief, I don't know how long it will take to put things together. They're very suspicious and don't want to show me anything. I'll tell you what, Chief, if you don't hear from me in a week, send Davey in undercover. I might need his help.
Okay, Bruce, but take care of yourself. You're the best undercover man I've ever had.
Oh, Chief, thanks. Compliments will get you everywhere.
Come on, Bruce, or I won't let you squeeze my rubber ducky.
Okay, big fella, it's high tide.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
Hey, Trapper Bob, how you doing about
now? Oh, I'm doing about fine right now. How about you, Randy?
Oh, pretty good. I have to give you those blue ones.
Oh, here, take some of these yellow ones and you'll feel even better.
Hey, sounds good to me.
That's right.
This is KUF Radio.
That's right.
That's right. Hey, now for something exactly the same. This is
KCUF
Radio.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, boy, are we having fun tonight?
Oh, yeah. Up next on KCUF Radio, we've got the mystery
theater. Hey,
oh, yes.
Oh, we're on
Trapper's
top of
things. Trapper's having a little slow tonight, but anyway. Do you know what's on Mystery Theater tonight?
It's a mystery to me.
Hey, sounds good. Let's hit it.
Okay.
Tonight on Mystery Theater, the big date.
But will you respect me in the morning?
Tune in next week when you hear him say...
Respect you in the morning? Hell, I don't respect you now.
Tune in the next week when you hear her say...
Oh, well...
KCUF, Big Boob, Wyoming.
Tonight on Rock Review, we'll be listening to the title track of Jason Prophet's new album, Dead Faggots. We asked Jason what the album's all about.
Well, on our last tour, we visited the city by the bay. I mean to tell you, I was grossed out. I mean, you couldn't walk down the street without one of them homos snuggling up to your hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I know how you feel there. Here's Dead Faggots.
Tell you about those fellas lining up behind my back. They talked about their rights. They said this country's free. But I put that truck in overdrive and showed them I disagree. They stood there with their posters and their flowers in their hair. I said, here I come, you faggots. But they did, oh, don't you dare. So I fired up that big rig, ran them perverts down, slammed it into reverse, came back for another round. They said, big fella, cut that out, someone could get hurt. I got a run in my stocking, grease upon my skirt. My partner in the sleeper woke up as they screamed, He said that this is better than a Dolly Parton dream. Just about that time I heard the sirens in the air. My partner said we'd better book before the cops get here. We headed for the highway, but got cornered on the way. They slapped the cuffs upon our wrists, they said they'd make us pay. The judge, he banged the gavel and said, what is your plea? I retorted innocent, but he replied guilty. You're 5 fags over the limit, the season has not begun. Poaching is a crime, a rather grievous one. You won't get off easy, I guarantee my friend. All the fags will raise so much hell, I'll never hear the end. I sentence you to prison for not more than a day. Quarter is your fine, the bailiff you will pay. Now the dead fag is laying in the street. Everybody wipe your feet on them.
Hello and welcome to This Is Your Life. Today we're going to be visited by one of Big Boob's most feared, admired, and respected citizens, Rotzi Robb. Rotzi is a student here at Big Boob Tech, majoring in death and destruction. Some of Rotzi's pastimes included torching small animals and being captain of the 5-man rape, pillage, and burn team. In order to get Rotzi to our studio today, we told him we were interviewing people for mercenary work in Iran. Here he comes now.
Is this CIA Operations Middle East? I'm ready to go and kill some CJs.
No, Rotzi, but this is your life.
What? I was really looking forward to this trip for months.
Hey, please put that weapon away, Rotzi. Maybe we can work something out.
Okay, but this had better be good.
Well, first, let's look back in your childhood. First, we'll bring out your father, who probably had the most profound effect on your life. I'd like everyone to meet Wolfgang von Meyer. Tell us something about yourself, Wolfie.
Well, I'm presently employed at the Auschwitz Brewers. I'm also a member of the local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan.
Very interesting. Now, tell us something about Rob's childhood.
Yes, I remember one day.
Daddy, what happened to that black couple who lived across the street? When I woke up this morning, their house was burnt down and their dog was hanging by the street lamp by a meat hook.
Don't worry, my son. Those worthless, smelly mutations shall not pollute the master race in this neighborhood anymore. Now eat your peas. Don't you realize we have maize making you eat your peas?
Yeah, I'd have to say my father was responsible for what I am today. And I'm just very thankful to have been raised by him.
Well, now we'd like to bring out your sister, Eva von Meyer. Eva, please tell us something about Rob's childhood.
Well, one thing I remember well was that it was impossible to get Rob away from the TV when a John Wayne movie was on. And trying to change the channel was, well, risking your life.
Well, tell me, did you and Rob fight a lot as children?
Actually, quite a bit. Usually won most of the fights, however. He gave up a couple of years ago when I was accepted into the Marine Corps, and they told Rob to get lost. He really hasn't talked to me much since then.
Well, sis, I'd really like to talk to you right now. Why don't you step with me into this other room here?
Well, that's all we had time for tonight. We'd like to thank Watsy and his family for letting us pry into his background and abuse him as we've done. Good night.
Well, Trapper, it sounds like Rotsy Rob's really having a lot of problems out there.
Yeah, I'd say so. I've dated Rotsy's sister, and my gosh, I can tell you, she packs a wallop.
Oh, is that true? Ooh. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Sounds like a tough one.
Yay, verily.
Well, we've got the news up here next on KCUF Radio.
That's right.
Okay, it's with AJ reporting.
AJ.
AJ and Jemima. Okay.
That's right.
Take it away, AJ.
Tragedy struck at Big Boob Tech yesterday when two members of the varsity football team were killed in a freak accident. Alan Dombrowski and Steven Wojciechowicz were hitchhiking along Highway 63 when they were picked up by Ralph Helwig. Dombrowski and Wojciechowicz climbed in the back of Helwig's pickup truck and proceeded on their way. Several miles down the road, the group reached Big Boob Creek, which was several feet above flood stage due to the recent rains. Helwig attempted to cross the swollen creek, but the water became too deep and began to sink the truck. Helwig swam to safety, but Dombrowski and Wojciechowicz drowned when they failed to get the tailgate down. Rolling Stone magazine released its all-time rock and roll band. Members include Eric Clapton, lead guitar, Mike Walsh, vocalist, Paul McCartney, bass, Mick Fleetwood, drums, Billy Joel, piano, and Connie Lingus on the organ. Vice President and Mrs. Bush are getting a divorce. The vice president says their relationship is irreparably damaged. Mrs. Bush blames the breakup on her husband's sexual performance. She added, "When George is in bed, he's like a rooster crossed with a Yamaha. That is, a two-stroke cock that crows once a day." Porn star John Holmes was arrested today for the sexual assault of Annette Fettuccini. Miss Fettuccini was admitted last Thursday to St. John's Hospital with abrasions and contusions on her face, chest, and inner thighs. When asked for a comment, Mr. Holmes replied, "I didn't lay a hand on her." And that would have been the news if it hadn't been for the Department of Transportation. In order to decrease the number of drunk drivers, all 1983 automobiles will be equipped with a Rubik's Cube, which must be solved before the car will start. This is expected to be opposed by blind drivers. For KCUF News, this has been Aunt Jemima distorting.
Thank you, AJ.
Up next we have
The Mr. Rogers Show.
Brought to you by Scalem Highs.
In both king size
and 100s.
They're low in tar and nicotine.
And chock full of my favorite ingredient,
THC.
So next time you want to scale to new heights,
use Scalem Highs.
And now,
The Mr. Rogers Show.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in the beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Good day, children, and welcome to my neighborhood. It's so good to be home. As you know by the temporary cancellation, can you say cancellation? Sure, I knew you could. Of my show, I have been out of town. You see, I was traveling in Mexico, and when I started to re-enter the United States, our good friend, Mr. Customs Officer, found some hashish in my luggage. Can you say hashish? Sure, I knew you could. I decided to extend my vacation and to visit with some of the more unfortunate people in federal penitentiary. But I'm back now, thanks to Mr. Vito and Mofco Industries. Today, I'm going to talk to you about profanity. Profanity is that group of words that can get you slapped across the room for saying in front of your parents. Sometimes it's because they don't know what they mean. And since those words are not listed in the dictionary, your parents are frustrated that they can't learn them. You can't say them on TV or radio either. If you do, the FCC, that's the Federal Communications Commission, will pull you off the air quicker than you can say defecation. Can you say that? Sure, I knew you could. In fact, some of my friends at KCUF are having problems with a form of that very word. Well, I need to go now, but I'll be back soon. Goodbye now.
And so ends this broadcast of KCUF Radio.
That's right.
This has been Randy Moser
and Trapper Bob
for KCUF Radio.
That's right.
Be sure to tune in next Thursday at 6:30 when
KCUF
Radio,
that's right,
comes back on the air.
This has been a test of your sense of humor. If you found anything hilarious or irreligious of the preceding broadcast, please contact the Moral Majority.
The preceding program was written and produced by the KCUF Players and recorded right here at KMNR Studios in Rolla, Missouri. All characters within are completely fictional, and any similarities to a person either living or dead is completely coincidental. Apologies are sent out to all those who feel offended by the programming.
Romeo was restless, he was ready to kill. He jumped out the window 'cause he couldn't sit still.